Over the weekend, Roger Federer won his third straight U.S. Open. It's another milestone for a man who may end up considered the best tennis player in history. And we have some commentary this morning from John Feinstein. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Classic Roger Federer. Didn't grab the headlines all week. He just won the tournament.
Exactly, and that's what he's been doing for the last few years. This is his ninth major title. He's the first man in history to win three straight Wimbledons and three straight U.S. Opens in the same 3 years. So right there, he made history yesterday, and it was a tough match. Andy Roddick played good tennis. Andy Roddick came back to being a top player these past 2 weeks, now with Jimmy Connors as his coach, and in that third set, it could have gone either way, but as always seems to happen when Federer plays Roddick, he's now 11-1 against him. He made a couple of shots that he needed to at crucial times and then cruised through the fourth set to win.
Is Roddick the kind of guy who can actually feel good after a losing like this?
I don't think any great competitor feels good after a loss, but I think when he looks back on the 2 weeks and looks at where he was earlier this summer when he had played horribly the first half of the year and sees that he's now back at the level where there's really only one guy clearly ahead of him. Rafael Nadal is a factor too, but only Federer is clearly ahead of Roddick and the rest of the tennis world. He's got to feel good about that.
What did you think of the women's winner, Maria Sharapova, and the way she played?
She played really great tennis. I mean, she beat Amalie Mauresmo, who'd been the dominant player in the world in the semifinals. She beat Justine Henin-Ardenne, who made all four Grand Slam finals this year in the final. She showed, you know, those commercials that Nike was running over and over and over again. You couldn't watch the tournament for more than 5 minutes these last 2 weeks without seeing it, that she's more than just the quote-unquote pretty face they're making her out to be in that commercial. And she has a chance now. She's only 19, Steve. She has a chance now to be the star the women's game hasn't had since the Williams sisters started to fade.
Now, very briefly, there were a couple of farewells. Andre Agassi said goodbye. We've talked about that. And also another great player.
Martina Navratilova goes out with a win. Amazingly enough, 6 weeks before her 50th birthday, she won the mixed doubles title with Bob Bryan on Saturday, her 59th major championship, Steve. That's a mind-boggling number.
Now, John Feinstein, one other thing. On Friday, we previewed some college football games, including Notre Dame, and you said that their coach, Charlie Weiss, thinks he's Joe Paterno and Newt Rockne combined. Let's listen. I think you maybe just took a sly little shot there at Charlie Weiss of Notre Dame.
I wasn't actually trying to be sly. I was trying to take a shot at him. The man's got an ego the size of the state of Indiana.
John, I don't know if Weiss actually put your words on the wall for motivation, but Notre Dame did beat Penn State 41-17.
I have had coaches do that before. Now Weiss's ego is probably the size of Texas. I think we can upgrade it after Saturday's win.
But you're still waiting to find out if he's as great a coach as you think that he thinks he is.
It's going to take a long time before you can make a determination. Notre Dame's got a very good team. They're ranked number two now, and certainly they have a lot of talent recruited by Weiss's predecessor. I'm still in wait-and-see mode, you bet.
Hang tough. John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And Notre Dame beat Penn State again, 41-17. And in the other game we previewed on Friday, number one Ohio State beat Texas. The final score there was 24-7. We had comments there from John Feinstein. His new book is Vanishing Act, Mystery at the U.S. Open.